Stand by for the Dollar Doctors coming up next on KB Radio. While Willard and Peter warm up their computers, a reminder that for years, the Dollar Doctors have presented free, useful workshops describing their supply and demand approach to the market. Many have attended these strictly educational workshops and have learned about this methodology that's been around for 100 years and works as well today as ever. The Dollar Doctors use this supply and demand method to help determine the probable future trend of any stock or mutual fund. Over the years, hundreds of attendees have used this method to better make unemotional decisions on when to buy and when to sell. You may be among those who, while listening to the Dollar Doctors, have watched the very charts they're discussing. The supply and demand method has many advantages, but one disadvantage, it does require vigilance and can be time-consuming if you really want to feel that you're on top of your assets. That's why over time, some of Willard and Peter's listeners have asked them to manage their investment portfolios as well as their 401ks. Sapriston Asset Management now manages investments for several hundred clients who found it comforting to know that Sapriston Asset Management is watching over their financial well-being and who feel a time-consuming burden's been lifted from their shoulders. If you've ever considered having Sapriston Asset Management help you with your investment decisions, you can easily get full information with no obligation by calling Peter or Willard at 854-7541. They'll be glad to inform you of the many ways they can help. That phone number again, 716-854-7541, or call toll-free at 800-879-7541. And now here are the Dollar Doctors.
Good morning and welcome to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Sapriston Asset Management, securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York. Member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. I'm Peter Greco.
Good morning, Peter. David Bronstein, how are you? This beautiful, sunny, but a little bit cool day.
Yeah, it's been an interesting winter, to say the least.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I said to somebody, we've had more sun than I can remember, you know.
Well, the last 2 days.
But it's been very cold. Yeah. You know, but in general, you know, it seems like it's been that way. I don't know. But
you know, you're easy to please, Pete.
Oh, yeah. Nobody's ever accused me of that. Anyway, today is Saturday, March 9th, 2019. It's 10:05 in the morning. We always say that because the show is rebroadcast on this station, ESPN 1520 AM, out of Buffalo, New York, at midnight. Unless there's a sporting event, then the show will be on after the sporting event. Also, we are available every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 live streaming. If you go to our website, sapriston.com, that's SAPRSTON.com, click on the Dollar Doctor tab. Live streaming comes up, and you can listen to the show on most devices that connect to the internet. Also, at the website, all of our shows are archived. So if you miss a show or you want to replay a show, the shows are available there. And then finally, last but not least, every week there's a free economic report by Stone and McCarthy.
Right, and it's been up, I know last night I looked at about 8:30, it wasn't up, so it's been up on maybe later in the evening, but Saturday morning. But they talked this week about the very surprising unemployment figures that came out, and employment numbers that came out on payrolls that came out on Friday. It was 20,000, and the experts were looking for 180,000, but every year, there's always one of these upside downside, a huge one, and they talk about it, and they hit the big thing. I think is weather. I think it was weather related.
Well, you know, as we always say on the show, this data is seasonally adjusted, and if things are different than normal, you know, it's all out of whack.
Blizzard,
yeah,
right.
Yeah. In other words, they're planning that this normally happens, and it doesn't happen.
But
it's
I don't understand why the economists don't know that. How come you and I know that?
Yeah, I know. Well, and you know, they say these numbers are the most. It'll be revised. You
right,
know.
It could be up 50 or 100,000.
It could be. Who knows? Yeah. You know. And also, say you take it at face value. Well, the previous month was increased to 311,000 jobs.
It was a 7,000 increase.
Yeah. Right. So, you know, if you average it out, the economy is still, you know, moving right along with right. Good employment numbers. So.
And earnings were up 0.4%. They expected 3%. But the interesting thing is that the average work week decreased by 0.1%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you've got people making more, but maybe working less. But again, 1 month doesn't matter.
No,
but
that's, I mean,
that's you need to just take it into consideration.
Unfortunately, you know, those are the only things people go by, and the market reacts, you know,
sure.
to them. You know, even though we know all these things, they're just worried that if they don't react, the other guy will, and they want to get out ahead of the other guy. You know, so
right.
it's amazing.
Right.
But I did see some data in Barron's this weekend's issue. You know, where it shows that when you have that big a miss in the expected number, that the market usually does okay for the next 3 months, you know. So
really,
yeah, kind of wacky.
Does it matter if the number's up or down?
No, just that big a miss. That's
right.
all. You know. Well, and, well normally the miss is usually the other way, but yeah, I don't think it mattered. They said when you have a miss greater than something, 100 and some odd thousand, that the market for some reason is up 3%. You know, in the following 3 months.
I'll take it.
Yeah, no question about that. Also, right now, phone lines are wide open, as they always are at the beginning of the show. Give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. That's 803-1520, toll-free, 800.
I was going to say, you can keep giving the number. I just want to jump in real quick.
Okay.
We're getting a few calls with issues with the Sapperson.com stream. If people need to listen online, they can also listen ESPN 1520. Click on the radio.com tab and the listen live. So we still are streaming, just having some issues with the Sapperson.
So in other words, you can go to what for?
ESPN1520.com. You click on the radio.com tab and the listen live.
Okay. So hopefully those people who are having trouble, give that a try, and that should work. Also, you can go to our website, Sapperson.com, and there's a chat box. If you go to the Dollar Doctor tab and you click on the live streaming again, you go to the bottom of the page. There's a chat box there. You can type in a question, or you could type in a symbol. And if you put any symbols in, you know, let us know whether you're looking to buy, hold, or sell, and we can evaluate it, knowing, you know, what you're trying to do with it. You know, we do want to talk to people. it's a little easier to, you know, handle things, you know, when you're able to ask questions back and forth. But, you know, if you don't want to call for some reason and it's easier to use the chat box, you know, once again, go to Sapperston.com, S-A-P-E-R-S-T-O-N.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab. Live streaming comes up. Go to the bottom of the page. Type in a question or a symbol. And once again, if you put in the symbol, let us know whether you're looking to buy, hold, or sell.
Okay.
Anything in the chat box right now?
I'm just asking guest 2389 if he's looking to buy or whatever, but I don't know. But he's looking at TNDM. Closed at 64.52. That
Should have bought it a long time ago.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm very familiar with it because I did buy this and I sold out way too early, you know. So, as you know, I'm not perfect, that's for sure. But anyway, Tandem Diabetes is the company, TNDM. And, you know, the stock, I think, came up in the last, well, say maybe 2 years, from 12 up to where it closed right now.
64.52.
Yeah. And
and he's looking to buy.
No, well, if you're looking,
that was me asking him.
Oh, it was you asking him.
Answer my own questions. All
very
right,
good.
Very good. Yeah.
But anyway, you know, right now, you know, according to the point and figure charts, it's exceeded all price objectives. But it's building a nice consolidation pattern. You know, it got up as high as, let's see, somewhere around 70, 71, that area, pulled all the way back to about the 61 area. Now it just reversed back again. So if you're looking to buy, you know, the support area looks to be around 61 right now. And, you know, if it did drop to 60, then you'd probably have to reevaluate it at that point, because it would be possible for it to come back into the low to mid 50s. But, you know, it's a nice consolidation. Looks like it, you know, held up pretty well, you know, with what was a down week in the market.
Yeah.
And
BMO Capital Markets has initiated with an outperform and a target of 77. Lake Street, I don't know who either of these are, reiterated a buy with a target of, well, a price range of 60 to 100.
Well, that's pretty good.
And Bank of America Merrill, which is soon going to drop the Merrill name, I think, And March 5th had a neutral rating price range, or they're raising their prices from 59 to 65.
So. Well, I always get a kick when they raise their price to just about where it's trading.
Right. You know? Right. That was 2 days ago.
Well, but okay. Yeah, I know. But, you know, to me, that's ridiculous. Right. You know, I mean, I've seen that happen so many times. I don't know why they do that. But yeah, I mean, it looks, you know, very strong in here. Obviously, it'll depend on what the market's doing. You know, and any further solid weakness in the market could drive it down. But, but you know, you do have that support around the 61 area. And, you know, as I say, the price objective has already been met. But if I look at it another way, and if this thing has just run from 49 up to, what I say, about 70, 21 points. So they have what they call a measured move, you know, and if this thing comes off the 61 area, 21 points, I could come up with a target of 82.
There you go.
So there you go. We done?
That's it.
That was it. That's it. Really, we can't get the chat box. Well, I will tell people, we're not sure whether we're going to be here next week. So if you have any burning questions,
better get them in now.
You better get them in now, because it will all depend, apparently, the
Lady
women's basketball team. If they win next Friday, they will be in a tournament on Saturday, so we will not be here. If they lose, and it seems very unlikely, then we will be here. So we're kind of iffy for next week right now. So do give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541.
I'm always used to that iffy, though.
What's the iffy?
The iffy is if you're going to show up.
Well, you never know.
What? People would.
It all depends.
I'm always here early.
Pretty soon, there's going to be such a big pothole in Maple Road, I may fall through it.
There you go.
So, but anyway.
But I'm always here early, and some of my colleagues, those are other people that work in the radio industry, allow me in because I don't have the infamous key fob to get in the building. But they let me in. I come here and set up, and I'm always wondering if you're going to make it. So.
Well, hey, so am I.
It's exciting.
I'm always wondering if I'm going to be waking up tomorrow, right?
Well, so whatever. That's the way it goes.
It's the way it is. But anyway, right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. What's that?
Sunny in Buffalo says, apologies, we had a little technical difficulty. The stream is now up.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know who that is, but we thank that person.
Okay, so the stream at Saperston.com is up right now. So you can also, you know, go to the Dollar Doctor tab, hit live streaming. Then go to live streaming and you could pick us up, or you could even use the chat box at the bottom of the page. So
Sunny.
It's kind of interesting. I get a kick. You know, the market was down last week. It was kind of nasty for a lot of stocks, really. You know, it took a much bigger hit than the market.
Banking, finance.
What's that?
The financial stocks.
Yeah. And, you know, but I get a kick, you know, it's like in Barron's, they say the Dow Jones tumbled 2.21%. Well, I guess it did tumble. I don't know.
It's all in how you
perceive. I'm surprised they didn't say it crashed 2.2% or something. The S&P was down 2.2%. The NASDAQ was down 2.4%. So, you know, it's unusual. They're all equal, you know, pretty equal, except for the small caps, which dropped 5%. They got hit. Really bad. And like I mentioned, there were certain areas of the market that got hit very hard.
I think they were taking profits. I don't know if it was a study or some people were talking this week about the high frequency trading.
Yeah.
You know, how it affects. And they're just in there, you know, buying and selling over pennies and over, you know, simple words that are said. And, you know, just interesting.
But it's also interesting that, you know, as of today, this bull market is now the second longest in history.
Well, Mark Haynes, they replayed Mark Haynes 10 years ago saying he thinks this is the bottom of the market. He had a history, the late Mark Haynes, may rest in peace, of calling tops and bottoms in markets.
Yeah, he was good. No question about
good.
It.
Yeah. So he was all business, too.
What I ought to do is go to one of these psychics that talk to the dead and find out what he thinks right now.
You could do that if you like.
Right.
You want to go now?
Yeah.
Oh, there goes the mouse. That was Mark Haynes moving the mouse.
Yeah,
he
was making
Lord.
A comment,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But yeah, I get a kind of kick out of Barron's this weekend. You know, I used to always say how I hated Microsoft, you know. And the reason was for all the Windows mess-ups. And it's kind of interesting, you know, the title of an article in there this weekend is, I want to stop liking Microsoft again, but why is it so hard?
Yeah.
And it's a very bullish article, by the way, on Microsoft, to say the least. You know, very interesting. And it's, you know, they said now that Nadella took over the company, mm-hmm. and that Bill Gates has become a Gandhi in khakis. You know?
Right.
That, you know, things are moving along very nicely. But what I disagree with is they're saying how happy everybody is with Windows 10. And all I know is at our office, every time there's a Windows 10 update, causes all sorts of problems on different computers.
Yes, it does.
Yep, to say the least. So I disagree with them. You know,
I have a Mac laptop.
Mm-hmm. MacBook Never have Air. A problem, right?
It's amazing. I don't like it for a lot of things that I can't do that I'm used to doing mm-hmm. with business applications, but it's unbelievable. I mean, unbelievable.
Yep.
It's just unbelievable.
But anyway, right now, phone line's wide open. Give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 7541. Here's Dan riding to the rescue. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
Okay,
good. Thanks for calling.
good. Yeah, I thought it was a little bit quiet, so I figured I'd call in.
It was quiet.
See, I wanted to get you guys' opinion on BABA.
Let's see.
Alibaba.
Yeah.
Do you think it's a good buy point here?
Well, it's interesting. You know, the Chinese stock market's been very strong, and
it
got slammed on Friday.
Yes, it did.
And they mentioned in Barron's the reason was, you know, that while the Chinese are trying to stimulate, you know, they don't want it necessarily to go into the stock market, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened was that some firm came out and downgraded one of the largest insurance companies that's owned by the Chinese, and people took that as a sign that they were trying to keep they want the money to go into the economy rather than into the stock market. So anyway.
That sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, Alibaba closed at 175.03.
Yeah, it looked like it had a breakout. Then it came back.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you view something like that, Peter, when it does that? I mean, actually, the week before it gapped up.
Yeah, I mean, it went way up to, what was it, 150?
No, more than that.
More than that, 188?
Yeah.
And now it dropped all the way back. But it got hit on Friday with the Chinese stock market.
Right, Thursday and Friday it was down.
Yeah. So it was down to 172. Yeah. And to me, the real breakout area was somewhere around, say, 166 to 68. Okay. So it's coming back to retest that.
Uh-huh. So that's going to be the key area.
Yeah, to me, that'll be a very key area. And, you know, the 200-day really is, interestingly enough, is at 168.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah, you know, so on the 150 days. So that'll be an important area.
Okay.
And, you know, once again, it'll depend probably on what's going on in the Chinese stock market there. You
right,
know?
Right,
so,
right.
Yep.
But I'm always thinking about what you say, Peter, all the time. Say a lot of these, you know, smart guys, they don't buy the breakout.
They buy the pullback.
They buy it when it comes back to support.
To support, right.
And then wait to see if it holds that point.
Yeah, and the support is the previous, is where it broke out from, should be support.
That's right.
And, but, you know, every once in a while they just keep going.
That's right. That's the other side of the coin, right?
Right, exactly. You know, nothing's perfect, that's for sure.
Right. So do you guys have an opinion at all on Alibaba?
Well, I mean, if I looked at it, it's right in the area of the 200-day, right?
Okay, yeah.
So as long as it's above the 200-day, I have to be somewhat bullish toward it, you know.
Okay, all right.
And, you know, if it does turn around here, you know, you would expect that, you know, it would retest the 188 area.
Mm-hmm.
And if it took that out, it should go back up to test the, 210, 28, 210, somewhere around there.
All right.
I sold it for clients at higher prices, and, I did, and just... I'm waiting. I liked it when it was a lot cheaper and we were buying it, but I liked the concept. I haven't had the inclination to jump in. That's mm-hmm. but I like the company. I like Jack Ma.
Mm-hmm.
I just haven't had the inclination to jump in.
Well, I mean, the analysts and all that are, if that means anything, are high in it, you know, so.
Yeah, sometimes that's a negative, you know, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess when, you know, all the analysts are bullish, then that can be a problem.
That can be a problem, too.
Right.
Yeah, there hasn't been any analyst recommendation since January 31st.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of interesting.
And sometimes, you know, if people can monitor that, you know, some of your best buys are when the analysts have been negative, and little by little they start to, become bullish, you know. So,
right, but there it's buy, outperform, overweight, buy, overweight, market perform, buy, outperform, buy, positive, buy, positive, strong buy, buy.
You sound like one of those records, old-fashioned records that used to skip.
Doesn't seem like too much negative there.
That's right, yeah.
And their target prices dropped from 275 to 200. So,
I'm sorry?
The target prices keep on going down from 275 back in June of 2018 to 180 to 200 as of January 31st. Yeah. So.
Which is interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, I don't know what to make of it, but
follow the chart. That? Follow the chart.
If you look at the S&P in general,
mm-hmm.
from a chart perspective.
Yeah.
How does that look to you, Peter?
Well, it looks good. You know, we're finally getting, you know, like I think I said a while ago, was, you know, this kind of strong surge, you want to be looking to potentially buy the first pullback, right?
Yeah.
And this is the first, you know, somewhat decent pullback.
Mm-hmm.
And if you use Fibonacci retracement levels, okay, it's considered very bullish. If it only pulls back to the 23% level, you know.
23%.
Yeah, so which would be 2706. And where did the S&P close?
2706.
Yeah, and they closed at 2743.
That's pretty
close. So if it holds that area, that would be very, very, very bullish. You know?
Yeah.
And then the next level, which would still be bullish, is if it dropped through that, then your next target would be to 38%, which would be 2637.
Right.
And if you retrace halfway back, it'd be 2582. Mm-hmm. So I'd be looking at those areas, you know, for a potential buy right now.
Yeah. See, the tricky part always is, you know, is this the beginning of the end, right?
Well, that's the problem is that people have been saying that for 9 years,
for a long
10
time.
Years. You know,
yeah.
I mean, you know.
Because, I mean, if you look at the chart on the S&P,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's made a lower low, and now it's made a lower high,
mm-hmm.
right?
Well, a lower high than what?
Pardon?
Lower high than what?
Well, then, you know, it peaked in September.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
90, right?
Yep.
Came down. It couldn't hold the 250, which was the previous low, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's come back to 280, so it hasn't hit the previous high, right?
Right.
So people, you know, there are people that look at that and say, you know what, this is starting to look like a head and shoulders.
True. Right. And, you know, some of the best moves come from everybody looking at a head and shoulders. And it fails, you know.
Uh-huh.
You know, so
it reverses
back up, you know, that type of thing. So,
yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it is that, and there's a lot of technicians that look at a potential, you know, head and shoulders pattern. No question about that. But as I say, we're in a world where the market's going up so long, and people have been trying to guess the top forever. I don't know. Yeah. It'll come eventually. Yeah.
I suppose you just have to be, like you guys always say, you have to be at a level where you're comfortable, that's all.
Exactly.
Okay, guys.
Hey, thanks for the call. Thanks for getting us started. We appreciate it.
Hey, Peter.
Good show.
Take care. Have a good weekend there.
Pete, before you go there, whatever you're going to go to, Art in New Jersey says that live streaming stopped again at 10:17. He's missing the show. He said now he's getting last week's show, so I don't know. What's going on?
I don't know. But, you know, once again, they can go to ESPN.com, right? Is that it? What was it?
ESPN1520.com.
Yeah. And you click on what?
The radio.com tab and click on live streaming.
Click on live streaming, so.
Okay. The problem is Art can't do that, so.
Yes, he can.
Well, he can't hear the show.
No, but you could type that in.
Okay.
ESPN. So type it into him, ESPN1520.com.
Go ahead.
Go to the radio button. You
know. I got it.
Go to live streaming. You got that?
All set.
You're right on top of it? Okay. Right now, phone line's wide open, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. So very easy to get in. And as we will remind you again, we may or may not be here next week, depending on the UB women's basketball outcome on next Friday. You know, if they win, we won't be here on the Saturday. And if they lose, we will be here. But the odds of them losing appear to be very low. Anyway, right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541. You know, and talking about the market, too, the S&P closed at 2743 and the 200 days at 2750. So in a bull market, that's a potential buying opportunity. If it drops below the 200, it could mean that was the end of the move. That's another possibility. Or you may go into a trading range, you know, and the averages will move back and forth above the 200, you know, and it'll become kind of a trading range. So also, the NASDAQ dropped below its 200-day, but the Dow is still up above its 200-day. So that average is still in a very strong bullish position. Right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541. What do you think? Everybody's out mowing lawns today or something?
I doubt it. Unless they got ice mowers.
Right. Or you can go to saperston.com, S-A-P-E-R-S-T-O-N.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab. Live streaming comes up. Go to the bottom of the page. There's a chat box there. You can type in a question or a symbol. And if you put in a symbol, let us know whether you want to buy, hold, or sell. And we can analyze it based on what you're trying to do with the stock. Right now, we're going to take a quick one-minute break. We'll be back.
You are listening to The Dollar Doctors. Every Saturday morning, live from 10 to 11, Willard Saperston and Peter Greco of Saperston Asset Management answer your questions about stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. The Dollar Doctors are heard live every Saturday morning on ESPN 1520 Buffalo. Their shows are also available 24/7 at saperston.com. Years of previous shows are available there. The Dollar Doctors shows also rebroadcast Saturday night at midnight. If you'd like to have Saperston Asset Management evaluate your portfolio and discuss management services, you can contact Willard or Peter by calling in Buffalo 854-7541 or toll-free 800-879-7541. Again, in Buffalo, 854-7541, toll-free 800-879-7541. Now back to the Dollar Doctors.
Welcome back to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Saperston Asset Management, securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York. Member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. Right now, phone lines are wide open. Give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. Very easy to get in, or you can go to the website, saperston.com, S-A-P-E-R-S-T-O-N.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab. Live streaming comes up. Click on that. Go to the bottom of the page. Type in a question. Type in a symbol. If you put a symbol in, let us know whether you want to buy, sell, or hold. And I hear there's a couple on the chat box there.
Yes. Jeff wants to know about AU, closed at 1340.
It's one of the better gold stocks. I know all year I'd mentioned like Kirkland, KL, and I think AU's been one of the decent ones.
Yeah, bought it in earlier in the week, he said, and how wants to know how it looks going forward.
Okay.
And he says, thank you, Peter.
What's that?
He says, thank you.
You're welcome. Of course, right now, with my luck, looks like Internet Explorer. That's why I hate Microsoft. But anyway.
Okay.
Now I remember why I hate Microsoft, right? Not as a stock, but as a company. And I was glad to see Bill Gates move out of the way, because I think his time had passed. So, but anyway, any other further comments I can make?
I'm sure you'll figure it out.
Yep. But anyway, we're going to have to switch to Google. Get out of Internet Explorer. I should have known that to begin with.
There you go.
Now, over the years, you remember having so many problems with Internet Explorer?
Well, I mean, it's operator use, operator error.
Operator error.
So Anglo Gold, Ashanti Limited, AU, 1340 on the close, so it was up 3% on Friday.
Yeah. I mean, it's been hanging out near the highs.
It was up 10% on February 19th. Go ahead. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, it's been hanging out near the highs. It had gotten up as high as, say, 15 and a half. Now it's pulled back. It's pulled back to a downtrend line that it had broken above, which is good. And, you know, that's kind of normal. 200 days at 10, so, you know, the real strong 200-day bullish indication, it's above that, and it should have support somewhere, you know, I'd say maybe 12 to 12 and a half. Looks decent there, and plus, you know, take this with a grain of salt. It's the price objective. On the point and figure charts, 32, believe it or not.
It's got to be wrong.
Well, no, that's right. That's how they, how it's calculated, but the most logical thing would be the net. You know, you want to take out the previous high first, right? Which would be
1586.
You know, on the point and figure chart, you hit 16, you get a new buy signal. Then you move up to potential resistance in the 17 and a half, 18 area. And if it took that out, you'd be shooting for 22. Hmm. So, you know, looks pretty good here. I would not want to see it, say, drop down to 11. You know, would not like that.
All right. Then we have somebody else that's looking to buy a couple stocks, Peter. Mm-hmm. One is Oracle, ORCL, closed at 52.77.
Oh. Over the years, I remember, you know, they'd come out with good earnings and bad earnings back and forth. But, you know, the stock looks very strong. It's up in important resistance right now. You know, so Oracle closed at what? 52.77, you said?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, right up against resistance. So it's been in the range, say, between 43 and the area 53, say 43, 53. So if it goes to 54, that's a new breakout and would be very bullish. Right now, the 200 days at 48. Mm-hmm. So I would not want to see it below the 48 area. So, I'd kind of like to see it move at least to the 54 area. That would give you a buy. And, you know, if it did that, I'd feel it's very strong at that point.
All right. The next one he's looking to buy is BAX. And that closed at 74.13, Baxter International, Medical Instruments and Supply.
Interesting. Companies I haven't looked at in a long time.
Yeah, right.
Boy,
exactly.
It's another one that's skyrocketed. Holy cow. Now, this one has gone up from 63 to now close at 74. Once again, take it for what it's worth, which who knows, but it's the price objective on the point and figure chart, which is 108.
Wow, nice.
And, you know, so you'll be testing the high, which was in the 78 area or so,
mm-hmm.
maybe 78 and some change. So it has to get through that, you know, so you're coming up to resistance. They have to decide whether you want to try to get a pullback. The 200 days at 71, the 50 days at 71. So you'd be looking for a potential buy if you want to wait for a pullback in the 71 area. Otherwise, and we haven't said it today, but if you've done a lot of research, and we always say do your own research.
Please do your own research.
You have a strong reason to buy it. You know, you could buy some. Or if you feel that strongly, you could buy all of it or buy a half position. And, you know, if it comes back to 71, buy a little bit more. And, you know, you wouldn't want to see it drop much below the 200-day. So that's how I would probably set up a plan for it anyway.
Okay.
We do have a phone call. And I will remind you that it's very easy to call right now. 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541, and we're going to Jerry in Alden. Good morning.
Good morning, Peter and David.
Good morning, Jerry.
I have a question. Looking to buy on a stock?
Mm-hmm.
Amarin, AMRN.
Yep.
It's gone up a little since.
Yeah,
I have a few shares, but nothing.
Yeah, I have some shares in it,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I have some, too.
But originally, when I saw it go to 3 to 12 in one day, I sold it, and then I kicked myself. But you always do that, you know.
Yeah. The president was on CNBC. I don't know if it's the beginning of this week or end of last week.
Yeah, he was on CNBC.
Yeah.
You know, it's right at, you know, it once again hit its resistance, you know, in the 23 area, but it closed at 21.40.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I mean, obviously, I own it. You know, so that's either good or bad, however you look at that.
Usually bad.
Yeah, but the 50-day is around 17. So you know, and you know, the previous breakout area is 18. So you'd want to see that 17 to 18 area hold. You know, if it did pull back, price objective on the point and figure chart, for what it's worth, again, is 37. So certainly, if it went up and finally hit, I'll say 24. You might have a shot at that possibility. So it looks good in here. It's although I did see somebody in a trading forum say there was a insider sell, you know, from the CEO or something like that, you know, and everybody's trying to bet on whether. Of course, insiders sell for a lot of different reasons, you know. But you know, so everybody still thinks, you know, this is a potential takeover candidate, and that's why it's acting the way it is, you know.
Yeah, if you look at the news stories, there are tons of them. Tons.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah, it seemed to be a useful product.
Oh, definitely. You know, assuming there's nothing flaky with that trial, which there were some questions on that, you know.
The other stock is one that I have a little bit of. I think you owned it at one time, NBEV. Is there anything?
Yeah, I did. I gave up on it finally. You know,
it doesn't seem to be doing anything.
Well, the problem is the whole marijuana-related area has been under pressure, not doing well, you know. And, you know, all of a sudden, all of these are just having problems, you know, just because the whole sector is kind of out of favor right now. So I would say if this, you know, dropped to, you know, your 200 days at 4, so you certainly don't want it under the 4 level. And ideally, you know, it would hold somewhere between, say, 4.75 and 5, you know. But right now it's, you know, not looking great at the moment.
Yeah, in the research it looked like they had those other, I would say, weird fruit drugs, but... I mean,
real fruit drinks, right? Yeah, weird.
And I don't know.
Well,
it doesn't seem to be a bestseller either.
Yeah, well, you know, once upon a time I saw, you know, rumors, you know, that Coca-Cola was going to buy him, you know, or something like that. I haven't seen that for a while. But, you know, certainly a lot of these other companies are looking to get involved, you know, in these kind of businesses. But, you know, it's interesting that now a whole bunch of other companies have come out saying they're going to have, you know, cannabis, CBD, whatever, drinks, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, in the beginning, that was the only play. Now there's a lot of them out there, you know, so. So I don't know. Like I say, I would prefer to see it hold, say, between 4.75 and 5, but... You want to use 200, you know, if it gets under the 200 day at 4, then you'd probably have to consider being out because you might drop into the low threes, you know.
Okay. One last one. Ford.
Yeah. Oh, Ford. They still around? God.
They didn't have a better idea. I know that.
Well... You know, an aggressive buyer, you know, on the point and figure chart could have bought on this recent rebound, you know, that went up to, what, almost 9? And then they would have given up if it dropped down to, say, 7. So, you know, so if you want to use 7 as a stop, you might take a shot at it. You know, it's...
Close at 8.42.
Yeah, it's anybody's guess, you know. You could buy a little of it, and you know I can't believe that they're going to disappear. But
yeah, but you just don't know.
You don't know. But if you're willing to take the risk and say if it goes down to 7, I'm out. You know.
Okay. Do we have time for?
Oh, we got a little more time.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay. One I've had for a while, and it seems to be finally ticking up a little bit is New York Community Bancorp, NYCB.
Yeah, we used to own that a long time ago. Yeah, boy, it is picking up.
So is that, you think, because of all the banks?
Close at 12.22.
Yeah, I mean, you know, after getting down, you made a nice double bottom at, what, $9 a share? And then you're 200 days at 10.75, and you've closed above that. You're 50 days at 11. So even if this is still in a bear trend, you have a shot at the downtrend line, which would be around 15. And if you want to take the price objective on the point and figure chart, it's 20. So it looks pretty interesting as long as it stays above the 200-day.
Okay.
All
right. Thanks, Jerry.
Thank you very much for the call. Appreciate it. Okay, right now the phone lines are wide open. Give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. Or you can go to the chat box at saperston.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab. Click on live streaming. Go to the bottom of the page. You can type in a question, symbol. Put in the symbol. Let us know whether you want to buy, sell, or hold. Right now, we're going to go to Dennis in Batavia. Good morning.
How are you, boys?
Are you really in Batavia right now?
Yeah. I got stuck here.
I was hoping you were still in Florida, enjoying.
No, I had to come up here. My wife has a property, and she sold it, and then got a problem with it.
Oh, jeez. Okay, so.
Got a problem.
Well, it's supposed to be getting a little warmer in the next week, so.
Was it going to 40?
Oh, I heard 56.
Tomorrow's 50.
Oh, yeah.
If you can stand the wind and the rain.
You're probably, nobody will be wearing coats,
Yeah. CLO.
See what?
CLO. Valero.
Oh, VLO.
Both of us heard CLO. I don't know why. And I was trying, what the heck is CLO? That's a new one. But anyway, Valero.
Oh, my God.
Collapsed. What happened?
79.75.
Well, it's got a hold here.
Yeah.
Or else it could go down, as low as 69,
I won't be around for that.
No. This is it.
This is as low as I should go?
It's about it, because, you're way below the 200-day, which is up at 98. And, the point and figure chart gave one sell signal already, and this would be the next sell signal if it dropped to 78. Then you'd be talking a potential, at least down to the mid-70s,
Disaster.
Yep.
All right, MGM.
MGM.
And they're coming up to their busiest week in Vegas the next 3 weeks.
Because of the Frozen or the Sweet Six or the NCAA?
Yeah, because of the basketball.
Yeah.
It's the busiest 3 weeks in now with all these new...
Bet insights, yeah.
You can bet.
$26.50 on the close.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't look particularly great. especially since it ran up to the downtrend line and came right back again,
Yeah, I just won 30.
Oh, you just won 30 on it?
I'm in at 25.
Well.
I'm not greedy.
That's a possibility. If it rebounded now, I could see it go up to 30. So, I'd watch it closely, believe me.
Oh, I watch it every day.
Okay.
Every tick.
Yeah.
And Amazon.
Oh, that's David's favorite stock.
My favorite stock.
Let's see.
You really like it, David?
Oh, he loves it. Yeah, how can you not like it?
No. Can it get back to 2,000?
Yeah, I think there's targets even higher than that.
Well, 2,000 would be great for me.
Yeah, right. I don't know about the short term, Dennis, but yeah, I just think they got their finger and every other thing in everything.
Yeah. it's just trying to own the world.
I mean, it really got pounded with the market, it could go down to 1568.
Right. It closed at $1,620.80.
Yeah. So the important support would be 1568,
I'm in at 1601 or so. Too.
Well, that's not bad. That's not bad.
No. It's something to watch anyway.
Oh, no question about
that. Yeah, this BMO Capital Markets in February had it as outperform. With target of 2250.
Yeah, but see, you're 200 days back at 1727, so you certainly want to see. You'd be long gone probably, But
oh yeah,
I don't like that it's under the 200 day, but whatever, So
the only stock I've ever kept on was AT&T.
I should have, you know. I made a big mistake. You know, my grandfather died. I forgot what he left me. I was trying to remember that. It was in the 65.
Right.
And I was in college, and maybe he left me $500, whatever, you know. So I bought AT&T stock, and I should have just kept it.
Right.
You know, just kept it all those years. So,
I inherited it from my mother, who started buying it when they first started selling it. She never wanted anything but stock.
Yep.
You know, for my father.
Oh yeah, people that held it all those years. I mean, you know, with all these spinoffs and
oh boy,
never sold it.
Yep, just amazing. You know, right now, like I say, you know, it seems to always be a potential buy in the 27-28 area, you know.
Right.
So.
And it just got cleared by the government. The suit they had went down. You know, they won
their suit. Oh, okay. Right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
But the stock's the 800-pound gorilla. I mean, close to 29.96 doesn't do much.
Well, it remains to be seen. You know, is 5G going to be something important for them? You know, could turn things all around. You know, who knows? You know,
I'm going to keep it. That's the only
yeah,
one.
I would. Yeah, I would.
Yeah, I like
it's,
it.
It's, you know,
it's
you know,
got a great dividend.
Yeah.
Great dividend.
You know, I get a check every 3 months. Can't beat it.
6.8%.
Yep.
Yep. Okay, boys. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Dennis.
Hopefully
good to hear from you.
Out of here on Wednesday, hopefully. My wife could straighten out her thing.
Well, I hope for you it does work out that way.
Yeah.
So take care.
All right. So long.
All right. Have a good weekend. Okay. We're going to go next to Art in New Jersey. Good morning.
Good morning. And thanks to you guys and also to your technical group for getting me back online there with the get the show.
Oh, no beautiful. Problem. Yeah.
That's right. We appreciate you listening.
Yeah, the thing I'm interested in talking about today is Tesla. Now, I don't own any, and I wouldn't buy any on the long side, but a lot of people are thinking about shorting it. The problem seems to be that they're closing almost all of their showrooms
retail.
And their repair service places, and you're going to be able to get it on buy one over the phone. And this Model 3, I don't know, you know, they reduced the price down to from 40-something down to 35 for the base. And now he's talking about coming out with a Model Y and another model.
Oh, yeah. They were all making fun of that on some station the other day.
Yeah. I can't see this stock going anywhere but way down. It doesn't make any sense. What is it holding, about 270 or so?
284.14 in the close.
Woo. Yeah, I just don't. I can't picture how this thing is going to stay in existence.
Well, you know, once again, you know, a real aggressive buyer could have bought on this rebound, and they stopped themselves out at 268. You know, so
right. I guess the company is named after that invention, the Tesla coil, probably.
Well, he's the one that invented electricity. If you ever watch,
okay.
There's a number of documentaries on NPR.
Right.
Supposedly, NPR. You know, everybody's said that he had discovered a way to get energy out of the air, you know.
Right.
And nobody's ever figured that one out,
right.
You know. But
he was brilliant.
But the guy was brilliant, no
right.
question about it. So.
Yeah.
But,
well,
why this thing keeps having these volatile moves, you know, if a lot of people are shorting it, then all of a sudden something comes out that seems positive, you know, they cover
right,
their shorts,
right.
You know, so you get a lot of volatility. But it's in a solid downtrend, you know, so.
Yeah, I remember seeing some of the views on TV when they were gearing up for the Model 3 and they put up a separate manufacturing supply place on the side. It was under a tent. Now, I don't know, even with that, I don't see how he's cranking out that many thousands of cars a week, and who's buying them? I only saw one on the road so far in all the years they've been going around.
Well, they're a nondescript car, though. So it looks like a lot of other cars.
Oh, yeah.
But it's my understanding. I've got a friend whose brother has one. I've seen them in Buffalo. I've seen four or five of them. I've never been in one, but they say they're magnificent. So,
probably if he did what Bill Gates did, was step aside, you know,
right.
And put somebody in who knew what they were doing in the auto business, you know,
right.
That would work. That might work. You know.
And the batteries that they're talking about now, he's reducing the range down to like 240 miles. Yeah, you can't even get from here to Boston on a charge now.
I mean, you know, he developed the idea. He had something that people got excited about. Now step out of the way and bring somebody in who knows what they're doing. You know,
sure.
So, good luck with that.
Yeah, and I don't believe, like, I usually deal with Ford because I have Mercuries, but I can't picture me bringing in, when Tesla closes up all their facilities, bringing it up there to have it repaired there and getting parts. It'd be very difficult.
Well, I don't know. I haven't heard any horror stories about the repairs, to be honest. But I don't know.
Who knows?
I understand. People have been asking me for years about buying it, and I just say I wouldn't buy it. I just, you know, I like the idea, but I just think it's... Yeah, I just think it's difficult.
I mean, the stock's making lower highs, lower lows. You know, it's in a solid downtrend. What do you think?
There is an ETF called ARK, A-R-K-K, that its biggest holding is Tesla. And the chair or the CEO was on about 3-4 weeks ago, a young woman who, you know, spoke, just thought it was unbelievable. I mean, that Tesla is great and blah, 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 blah. But, you know, I own this for a couple of clients that had owned Tesla. I said, well, just buy this. At least you'd be a little diversified. But
When Ford was had some electrics, and I would go up to the service department and watch them, the person had to be specially trained to work on electric cars using specialty gloves and grounding straps, et cetera. So I can't picture you going into your local mechanic and tell him, with your Tesla, and tell him you need problems with the batteries.
Well, Art, you're showing your age, because the days of your local mechanic are way gone. You're absolutely correct. Even with cars out 5-8 years ago, they're all computer based. It's tough.
Yeah, well, I deal with a Ford dealer. It used to be Ford Mercury, and I have two Mercuries. I go there, and they also service my sister's and my niece's Hondas. The CRV. So, you know, they get the parts, the if needed, the exhaust and the filters, et cetera. And they let me sit in and watch while they're doing the service. So, yeah, I enjoy that. But you're right. All the gas stations for repairs around here have all closed.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Good. Yeah. Well, it's wonderful talking to you, fellas.
Well, nice talking to you. Glad you got back on live streaming and have a nice weekend.
Me too. Now, next weekend, you say, how would I tell whether you're on?
Well, the only way you'll know is check late Friday after 4 p.m. Mm-hmm. Check the UB women's basketball score.
Right.
If they win.
Buffalo? Is that Buffalo?
Yeah.
Yes. University of Buffalo.
Yeah.
Right.
And, you know, if they win, we will not be on. And if they lose, we will be on.
Good. I don't want to hope one way or another. But
No, the odds are they're going to win. But, you know.
They have a good team?
Yeah. Oh, they have a good team. Very good team. Yeah.
Okay. Very good.
All right. Thanks, Art.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
Bye.
Okay.
We got a couple in the chat room. You want to do it?
Okay. Let's go do those.
Okay. NLY. These are the person owns them, wants to know about adding to them. Closed at 10:16.
Annalie. Well, I mean, I assume he's doing this for the dividend, you know. As a matter of fact, what are they paying for a dividend right now? 11%, almost 12%. You know, this is one of these, what do you say, mortgage?
Closed-end fund.
Right? Yeah, closed-end fund, but they're in, you know, the mortgages and that type of thing.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I mean, you know, it's really, you know, it came down as far as about 725 or so. What am I saying? 850 rather.
Yeah.
Closer to 850.
It's an REIT, that's what you were thinking.
Yeah. And but I think they deal in mortgage securities, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway, and it ran up to 12.5. And now it's headed back down. So if he's one of these people who just wants to hold these for the dividend and doesn't care about the fluctuations, I mean, you know, your support area is around 850. You know,
okay.
And where to close at?
10:16.
Yeah. So, you know, it could turn around at any moment, but you know, but be aware that you know it could go back down and retest that 850 area too. So
okay,
as long as you're comfortable, fine.
Yeah. Next one is Sirius XM, SIRI, closed at 594.
Yeah, okay. that one's. I think somehow Malone's company's involved in that. Well, you know, it's above the 200-day. No, it isn't. It's under the 200-day, you know, which is 648. So that's not particularly good right now. It had a gigantic run-up, and now it's pulling back. And, you know, looking at the 50-day, it's, you know, you're below the 50-day, too, right now. You're right at the 50-day. So I'd want to see it hold here. Otherwise, the stock could pull back into the, say, somewhere around as low as 4 to 4.25, you know, somewhere around there. So you want to watch it carefully. And, you know, if it starts holding here, then you may have something. Because if that 50-day holds, that would be a good sign.
Okay. Last one's telephone, which we talked about.
Yeah, telephone, like I say, I mean, I can't get excited about it. But, you know, 27 to 28 has been good support for it. So once again, if you're buying it for the dividend, you know, there's nothing wrong with that, you know, mm-hmm. and recognizing that, you know, your downside might be 27, 28.
Yeah.
And that's it. We're done, huh? So we're at the end of the show. We always say do your own research, keep a little powder dry. And also, you know, we don't know for sure whether we'll be on next week. And if you want to check it out, you know, check out the UB women's basketball score on Friday. If they win, we'll be off. If they lose, we'll be on. Till then, take care.
Have a good weekend.
You've been listening to The Dollar Doctor Show. Every Saturday morning at 10, Willard Saperstein and Peter Greco answer your questions about stocks, bonds, mutual funds, retirement issues, and the economy in general. The Dollar Doctor Show is brought to you by Saperstein Asset Management. Discussion of specific securities should not be construed as recommendations to buy or sell, either by Saperstein Asset Management or AM 1520 WWKB. The Dollar Doctor Show is rebroadcast on Saturday night at midnight. You're invited to join us again then or next Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on AM 1520 WWKB.